Hello everyone, it is Tuesday, March 30th, 2021, and something I wanted to bring up. There's an op-ed signed by the leaders of 23 nations calling for essentially a world health treaty so that future responses to future pandemics can be managed globally. And to anyone who thought the whole world government thing was just like a huge conspiracy theory, well, it's not. I'll link the article, so feel free to check it out for yourself. It starts with the sales pitch. The COVID-19 pandemic is the biggest challenge to the global community since the 1940s. At that time, following devastation of two world wars, political leaders came together to forge the multilateral system. The aims were clear: to bring countries together to dispel the temptations of isolationism and nationalism, and to address the challenges that could only be achieved together in the spirit of solidarity and cooperation, namely peace, prosperity, health, and security. So, reading between the lines, the end result of the Second World War was essentially a global empire. Funny, wasn't that what Hitler was accused of trying to start? No, I'm not going to read the whole thing. Now, a bit further down. To that end, we believe that nations should work together towards a new international treaty for pandemic preparedness and response. Such a renewed collective commitment would be a milestone in stepping up pandemic preparedness at the highest political levels. It would be rooted in the constitution of the World Health Organization, drawing in other relevant organizations key to this endeavor in support of the principle of health for all. Existing global health instruments, especially the international health regulations, would underpin such a treaty, ensuring a firm and tested foundation which we can build and improve. The main goal of this treaty would be to foster an all-of-government and all-of-society approach, strengthening national, regional, and global capacities and resilience to future pandemics. This includes greatly enhancing international cooperation to improve, for example, alert systems, data sharing, research, and local, regional, and global production and distribution of medical and health countermeasures such as vaccines, medicine, diagnostics, and personal protective equipment. It would also include recognition of a One Health approach that connects the health of humans, animals, and our planet. Such a treaty would lead to more mutual accountability and shared responsibility, transparency and cooperation within the international system and with its rules and norms. Now, I had written about how the international health regulations were legally binding, and that was the cost of the membership for the World Health Organization. This would essentially go even further, a global treaty to address future outbreaks. And I'm guessing there will be future outbreaks just to ensure that the system is enforced. It's not just a series of provincial or federal medical tyrannies. No, this would be global coordination. Anyhow, I'll leave a link for the article. Read it for yourself if you think I'm taking anything out of context. Anyway, that's all I have for you in this article. If you like the work, please consider subscribing to the site. Anyhow, thank you and have a great evening.